bit closer, and if you can make a little gangway so that the guests can take darshan somehow or the other. Okay. We'll try and keep the speeches to 5 minutes. Okay, Mother Borghini, please, brother. Would you like to have to say a few words? Are you ready? Just try and keep it to 3 minutes. Okay.
There's a cushion.
I came back to England in 1987, in May. I didn't know the devotees in England, because I'd always been in France and Italy and Spain. And one of the first devotees I met was Tribhuvanath, who himself was actually just returning to Bhaktivedanta Manor at the time. And in June, I was at Glastonbury Festival with Tribhuvanath's group, and that was my first experience, cooking for hundreds of muddy people in the pouring rain, washing pots under umbrellas and things. And the following year, we were in Glastonbury Festival again, this time preaching to totally naked people in the blazing sunshine. Mm-hmm. And Tribhuvanath was always, right from my very first experiences, first up in the morning and last to bed at night, always just finishing off those last few rounds. And I think that my experience of Tribhuvanath has been that he represents to me the Krishna consciousness movement that I joined in 1972. And he somehow managed to carry with his energy and spiritual determination the youthfulness that was seeming to drain away from myself and others around me. He still managed to sustain that youthful spiritual energeticness. And Kirtan was always just as vibrant and as vigorous right to the very last time I joined in Kirtan with him. I was driving here this morning trying to think of how I perceived him, and this youthfulness was coming back to me again and again. I was thinking he was something like a Krishna conscious Peter Pan. And as I know that analogies are only as useful as far as you can follow them back, I was realizing that, of course, he had an awful lot of lost boys as well. He picked up devotees wherever he was, and myself included, just drew everybody together so that we were all engaged in some blissful form of preaching and Krishna consciousness. But trying to follow that analogy, I also realized that we talk about Peter Pan and Wendy, and then I realized that actually Tribhuvanath had lots of Wendys. He was surrounded by god sisters and lady devotees who were tremendously fond of him. And he always managed to keep us happy in being able to associate with him in a very brotherly, sisterly way. In fact, I remember at one point being involved with other ladies. We asked him, you know, Tribhuvanath, why don't you get married? And his explanation was, I see all of my devotees as god brothers and god sisters. How could I marry a sister? So his relationship was always very safe and loving to be with Tribhuvanath, because he never made that kind of distinction which would exclude ladies from his association, and instead just engaged myself and everybody else. Sometimes he was, especially as festivals were coming to the final moment of just before everything, the curtains opened, he could become very, very difficult to be with, it because he would take on so much responsibility on his shoulders. And although he had delegated it, he still remained ultimately responsible, and he would get very anxious in the last moments. He oftentimes would become very upset and angry and shout at people. But also he would... I personally experienced sometimes being terribly, terribly upset by how he'd become very, very angry with me. But he made a huge endeavor to, very shortly afterwards, come and sit down and sort of work through what had happened and apologize if there'd been any hurt or any offense, and just immediately heal any wound. He didn't leave any wound open. He just made sure that those wounds were closed. So I don't know if I have so very much more to say, except I think I will just add one little story, which I was reminded of when I was driving with Shyamalal the other day, and there was a car, and its registration was LPG. It reminded me one time, just before a festival was beginning, trying to make sure that all of the prasadam was ready, and Tribhuvanath had reached one of his anxious moments where everybody was doing the wrong thing and they hadn't done what they'd been asked to and everything wasn't ready and it was somebody had to be responsible for it. And he shouted quite at somebody, "Well, has anyone got the LPG?" And we all cracked up laughing because, of course, he didn't mean LPG, which is gas for getting cars going. What he meant was PLJ, lemon juice, to make the drink for the devotees. And he joined in with everybody. When we all realized what he'd said, he joined in laughing with everybody. And that's what I really think.